The twilight court was heavy with the sweetness of night-blooming jasmine. Moonlight shimmered across the reflecting pool, silver ripples shifting like secrets I wasn't meant to understand. I stood at its edge, willing my gaze to stay fixed on the water, because Kabir was behind me. I felt him without turning, the quiet gravity of his presence close enough to unsettle the air. "You shouldn't have come here, Amara," he said. "The treaty is signed. By dawn, I'll be a stranger to you again." I turned, my silk dupatta catching on the carved stone railing. "A stranger?" I asked, my voice steadier than I felt. "Is that what you call someone who knows the exact frequency of your soul?" "We aren't strangers, Kabir. We're just two people pretending that the world isn't burning around us." He stepped into the light, the gold embroidery on his achkan shimmering like dying embers. He was close enough now that I could see the dark coal smudged beneath his eyes, evidence of the same sleepless nights that had haunted me. "It has to be this way," he whispered, reaching out as if to touch my face before curling his fingers into a fist and pulling back. "My crown is made of the bones of your ancestors. There's no version of the story where we both walk away whole." I took the final step between us, closing the gap until the heat of his breath grazed my skin. "Then let us be broken," I countered. "I would rather be shattered with you than be perfect in a place that feels like a tomb. Look at me, Kabir. Tell me you don't feel the stars shifting when we are together." He didn't answer with words. He looked at me with a longing that was older than the mountains, and for a heartbeat, the magic in the water stilled, waiting for the choice that would either save our kingdoms or set them both on fire.